Hey, it's Coop, and in this podcast, I'm going to explain the difference between coaching and mentorship and why it matters for our approach at TwoBrain, because most of our job is coaching. About 10 to 20% is actual mentorship, and the rest of the time we have to spend helping people apply the model to their business. So first, coaching is about helping people execute a model or a strategy with precision and skill. You have a model, the coach's job is to help them apply it to their gym faster and easier than they would by themselves. So coaches focus on removing roadblocks and obstacles and ensuring the client is doing the right thing at the right time. A good coach can execute a proven strategy or a model, like the TwoBrain model, with virtuosity, which ensures that clients make faster progress without wasting time. On the other hand, mentorship is different. Mentorship is about strategic guidance and long-term planning. So mentors help clients navigate the journey ahead, giving them insight into broader concepts, building a path forward, and helping them avoid common mistakes. So when you're doing your annual plan with a client, that's mentorship. The rest of the time, when you're executing on the plan, doing the simple six, saying like, let's help you get this done, that's coaching. So while a mentor might help clients with high-level decisions, like should I buy that other gym, should I expand into two locations, they don't really get involved in every detail of execution. They focus on the big picture, which is helping clients avoid blind spots and offering connections and resources to fill in the gaps. But in our current model, I made this mistake when we started of calling everybody a mentor. The reality here is that we're not selling mentorship. We're selling the TwoBrain model, and we're in the coaching business 80% of the time. Our job is to help gym owners apply the model that we've developed to grow their gyms effectively. The toolkit that we've built and given to them has been tested and refined through years of work, and it's our job to help clients follow it precisely. And that means as mentors that we don't create new models or we don't explore untested strategies. Instead, we deliver proven step-by-step actions within our toolkit, and we help clients execute with speed and precision. So when a mentor comes across a new idea or a strategy, like maybe they heard something in Tinker that somebody's trying or from another podcast or from a book, they should think twice about introducing it to a client without evidence that it's been tested and refined in the field. Honestly, just ask. Send me a DM in Slack and say like, hey, how can we prescribe Bring a Friend Day instead of Bring a Friend Week, for example? You know, I saw in Tinker people are testing Bring a Friend Week. And of course, Tinker is a science experiment. That's what Tinkers are. And so they're going to test and stuff. That doesn't mean that we teach it to people in growth. It certainly doesn't mean that it's the best strategy out there. It just means it's untested. So for example, Bring a Friend Day is a proven strategy that works. We don't need to reinvent it. But introducing Bring a Friend Week sounds interesting and new. And, you know, some people are doing it effectively in Tinker, but not all the time. And there's no evidence that it's more effective than Bring a Friend Day. So it just adds complexity, and complexity slows the client's progress down. It's the opposite of coaching. So this is where we need to shift the focus. It's not about introducing new ideas or creating new spreadsheets, God forbid. It's about helping clients execute what already works in a way that delivers consistent and predictable outcomes. Ultimately, the most important thing we can do as mentors is to stop reinventing the wheel and focus on refining and applying the model we've already established. Remember, 80% of the time, we are coaches, not mentors. Our job is to help clients apply a proven model, not invent new ones. So let's stick to the toolkit, deliver it with virtuosity, and get clients the results they're invested in. If all else fails, think better instead of newer.